You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see you today in the house of God. So this morning, has anyone here ever queued at a store for hours on end waiting for it to open because you want to get a bargain? So you get yourself up early, you get there so that you can get yourself a great position, and then you may even bring a chair and some books and some food, lining up in preparation to get what you have in mind to get. And it could be anything, but you've lined yourself up, you've prepared, you've positioned yourself. Anyone ever done that? Boxing Day size? Oh, Warren, thank you for coming this morning. You know, earlier this year, Murray and I went to the footy, and once it finished, we had to obviously join all the crowds of people to make our way to the train station. And there were times where I almost had to like grab the back of his jumper so that I didn't lose him in the crowds. And when we finally got to the train station, we heard over the loudspeaker them say that the train was just too full, so we'd have to wait for the next one. And so this probably tells you a little bit about our personalities, but Murray's like, oh, let's just go get something to eat. I said, no, we need to get to the platform where the next train's going from, because I wanted to get myself in a good position because I did not want to stand up the whole way home. Oh, I've done that before and it's not very pleasant. So anyway, we went to the platform, and then where the train was, we weren't allowed to board just yet, but I stood as close as I possibly could in position and waiting. He was way back there, but I was like, no, I am positioning myself right now because I want to get a good seat, even if it's for both of us. So when they finally said you can board, I tried not to, you know, be too like glad to get in, but I got us a seat and we sat for the whole way home. Praise the Lord. You know, when we want something, there are times where we will position ourselves for the things that we're after, to be there at the right time, at the right place. And it can be for all different sorts of things. It could be for clothing sales. It could be for furniture sales. It could be for concert tickets or movie tickets. But there are times where we want to do that because there's something that we're after. So with that in mind, it would seem to indicate that positioning oneself is important. And putting yourself in a good position is worthwhile, especially when you get the things that you're after. So what does the word position mean? It's a place where someone or something is located. We know at times how to position ourselves for a bargain or for sales or to get a good seat on a train. And this is a physical outworking of positioning ourselves. But what about when it comes to the things of God? Getting to know him more, spending time with him, leaning in so that we can hear his voice, spending time in praise and worship, spending time in reading the word, growing and being a good disciple. How do we position ourselves to receive from him? Is it a simple answer? Is there a formula that needs to be followed? Or is it a combination of things? Is it to do with what we're thinking and what we're saying? Does it depend on what we need from God? Is it based on our actual location? Some people may say that positioning yourself to receive from him means to stay devoted to him, to reverence him, stay humble. It might mean to be involved in your church and going to a church. It might be being faithful and spending time with him. What do you think? You might say, these are all good answers, and some of them or all of them I actually do. If we are needing answers, direction or breakthrough from God, then it is good to position ourselves. So how do we position ourselves? One of the ways we can position ourselves is on his word. In Isaiah 55:11, it says this, so is my word that goes from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish which I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So stand firm and believe, not wavering on who he is and his promises in our lives. It may take time, but we can trust God because he never changes. If he had said something, then we can trust him that he will do it. We need to hold firm to our position of trust in him. This is a good foundation to position ourselves on. We can position ourselves in what we say and declare. Job 22:28 says, "You will also declare a thing and it will be established for you." Not maybe, it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. What is it that you're wanting to declare? It's his plans, it's his purposes, and it's his will for your life and your family. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." This is the God that we serve. We can be sure of this because he is a good God, and it's who he is. He is our loving Heavenly Father. And this scripture confirms it if you ever had any doubt. 1 John 3:1 says this, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God." He loves us and he has called us. Even if we do not always understand the process, or we may not always have all the answers, we can hold firm to the position that he loves us and he is for us. He has a good plan for our lives, and this is a good foundation to position ourselves on. We can position ourselves by petitioning him daily. Psalm 5:3 says, "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly." Sometimes it's just daily standing in faith and believing with expectation. And we keep declaring his word and his truth consistently. We do what we can do and then allow God to do what only he can do. And let me tell you, he is good at doing what only he can do. He heals, he answers, he reveals, he brings peace, he brings hope, and he brings comfort. He changes situations and outcomes. He changes hearts and lives. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. And this is a good position to stand upon. And when you get the answer, when you get your breakthrough, when you receive your healing, when you receive your freedom, you praise and thank God. What a great position to be with, because he is a good God. You know, Murray and I have been looking at buying a house for a while now, and we've gone and looked at different houses and ones that we've just said, not happy with that. And there was one that I saw the inside of, and in the photos, it looked really nice. But when we drove past it, Murray's like, "Oh, no, don't like the outside." So I was like, okay. So that one got crossed off the list. But maybe about a month or 6 weeks later, he was at work. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go and have a look at this house. So I went in, and you know when you're just like, oh, this looks so nice. So when he got home, I said, "Oh, Murray, I actually think this house is worth just having a look at. If you don't like it, then we'll keep it crossed off the list. But I just feel like this is worth having a look at." So he went with me and I could just tell, you know, he just wasn't quite feeling it. So then that made me think, oh, maybe I've got it wrong. And but then later on, he obviously just could see that I really liked it. And then he, after a few, conversations and some things that we could do to do some changes on the outside, he said, "Okay, let's put in an offer." So I said, "Okay." And I said, "This is what I'm thinking." And he goes, "All right." And it was actually below asking price. And I just said, "You know, God, if this house is for us, I'm going to do what I can do. And I'm going to believe that you can do what only you can do." And that is the position of faith that I'm standing and holding on to, because you are a good God. So we put in the offer. The first one was rejected, which we knew it would be, but so we went up just that smidge more and said, that's it, that's all we're doing. If it's not for us, then I just know it won't happen. But God, I'm just trusting in you. So we put it in and they actually came back and said, we accept it. So that was like so exciting. I was like, oh. And then I didn't cry, but I got excited. I know you can't believe it. And then of course, it was the process of trying to get the finances. And now that's been an ordeal. And there were times where I'd get the phone call from the person that was helping us and they'd say, okay, now you got to do this, this, and this. And I could feel my heart start to sink and that panic begin to rise. And I was like, okay, I know this is not ideal, but right now I just believe, God, that this is the place for us. So I've got to keep positioning myself in faith. And when that panic, when that doubt, when those questions begin to rise, Lord God, I'm going to just bang them out the way, punch them out the way, because you have called me to stand in faith. That is the position, and I'm staying here. And I can declare to you today that this week we got the phone call, or last week we got the phone call to say it's all gone through, the deposit has been made. And I just want to give all praise and honor to God. You know, there are times where we just have to stand firm in what God has said to us. And things will happen. Panic will rise. Questions will come. There will be doubts. But Lord God, you have called us to stand in faith on what you have said and declared over our hearts and our lives. If he has declared something to you, I want to encourage you to stand in faith on his word, knowing that he is a good God and he will work things out. You do what you can do and allow God to do what only he can do. And let me tell you, he is so good at it. There are promises that have been spoken over the life of this church, and we have stand firm. And look, we're about to celebrate 40 years of this church, because God will always have his way in our hearts, in our lives, in this church, and in our families. Amen. Positioning ourselves in faith. There are examples of people positioning themselves in faith in the Bible. There are different stories in the Bible where people or individuals position themselves with faith and expectation to receive from God. And we can draw upon their experiences. Seeing how they position themselves, their experience gives us hope and strengthens our faith, because we know that if God did it then, he can do it again today, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, there is Zacchaeus, and he was a tax collector. And he'd heard that Jesus was passing through where he lived. And he so wanted to see Jesus. But being short in stature, he wasn't sure how he could do this, especially with all the crowds. And he didn't want to get stuck in the crowds. So he made a decision and he climbed a tree so that when Jesus passed by, he could see him. And what did Jesus do? He said, Zacchaeus, come down from the tree. I'm coming to your house today. And what was the outcome? He and his family got saved. When you position yourself for Jesus, you will be surprised at the miraculous that he will do in your heart and your life and your family's life. An amazing outcome for him positioning himself to see Jesus. You know, there was the woman with the issue. We find her story in Mark, one of the Gospels. She was a woman who'd had an issue for 12 years. Which we can identify with. We've all had issues in our lives. Some that have been easy to work through. Some that have been a bit harder and maybe we've needed some help. And then others that just need a miracle from God. She did what she could do. She had gone to doctors. She had spent her money. But that had got her nowhere. In fact, she was worse off. So she made the monumental decision. She decided to go into the crowd, which went against the customs of that day. Her aim was just to touch the hem of his garment. If that's all she could touch, she knew that if she reached out, something would happen. Her position was one of faith and coming near to Jesus. And what was the outcome? She was completely healed and restored. Today, if you are facing or dealing with an issue, it may be small. It may look like a mountain in front of you. I encourage you to keep positioning yourself in faith. Faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. Then there are times when God wants to actually position us. We can position ourselves. But what happens when God is wanting to position us? Do we allow him to do this in our lives? And do we make room for this? When we get that prompt or that gentle nudge from the Holy Spirit, when we hear something or a message that is challenging us, is it time to make a pastoral appointment? When we have a conversation with someone and what they say resonates with us, when we hear that we've got the summit coming up at the end of this month, have we booked it into our diaries? Do we make room for God in these times when God is wanting to position us? It could be for change. It could be for growth. It could be to look at areas in our lives where God wants to bring healing and restoration. It could be to have conversations that we've been putting off. Do we take the opportunities that are presented to us? Do we pivot when we're needing to embrace the revelation, the hope, and the changes and the encouragement that God is wanting to bring? Just remember, God is a good God. And if he is encouraging us with this, it's never to bring shame or condemnation. That's not who he is. It's always to bring healing, restoration, freedom, and breakthrough. You know, there were times when Jesus found himself surrounded by the crowds. They often followed him wherever he went, through towns and villages, people's places, and even to remote places. They would come to listen to what he had to say. They would come to get healing and to be set free and delivered. And one example of this is found in Matthew 14, 13 to 21. On this particular occasion, Jesus had hopped into a boat and wanted to cross and go to the other side to a solitary place with his disciples. So were the crowds going to follow him? Were they going to allow Jesus to position them at this time? And bear in mind, it was a remote place. And Matthew 14, 13 says this: when Jesus had heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. Jesus had gone to a remote place, and because the crowd had followed him, they now found themselves in a remote place. But this did not deter them. They wanted to be with Jesus. And even when they were hungry, this did not deter them. They wanted to be with Jesus. They were expectant, and because of this, they positioned themselves to be with him and near him, even if the conditions weren't perfect. And what was the outcome? They heard Jesus teach, and many people were healed. This was also an encouragement to his disciples, seeing him teach and perform miracles. The crowds and the disciples positioned themselves to be near Jesus, positioned themselves where he was wanting them to be at this time. And in Matthew 14, 14, it says this: when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. You know, for us today, the place he leads us may be different from where we've been before. But that is good news. That is exciting. As a church and as individuals, the path set before us is new. It's like we are on the threshold of something new. And we are declaring today that we want it. We are positioning ourselves and declaring we want the promises of God. Be open to his leading and guiding. He knows what he is doing. The place God leads us may feel uncomfortable, especially if there are areas he is wanting us to deal with, those little attitudes or stubborn areas. But this is also exciting and stirs hope and passion in our hearts. The place may appear remote or far off, but sometimes he needs to get us away from the noise and the busyness of life. He is drawing us aside from distractions so we can hear what he is wanting to say, because he is speaking to us today. My encouragement to you today is to stay with him. Stay on the path he is leading you. Keep positioning in faith and expectation. And let's get ready to ascend to the summit. You know, even this week, I actually had to do this very thing. And I was struggling with something. And my natural response was to internalize it. And I went through all these gauntlet of thoughts. Is there something I need to change? Do I need to repent of something? Is there something I'm doing wrong? You know, God, my heart is to grow to be more like you. You know that's my heart. So what do I need to do? And why am I finding this so hard at the moment? That was my biggest question. And during that moment of self-reflection, I actually started to send a text to a friend. And then you get sort of think, oh, should I, shouldn't I? And it was halfway in the text when she rang me. So I said, you know, I'm so glad you rang, because I was actually on my way to texting you. And I just began to share with what my struggles were and, you know, why isn't this working at the moment? And she just encouraged me that it's a new season and I need to pivot. So when I got off the phone, I did feel so much better. Okay, God, you are calling me at this time to change my position and pivot. And I need your help to do this. I don't want to get stuck here, but I want to move where you are leading me. Holy Spirit, I know you're my guide. I know you're my counselor. And I know that you're my friend. How do I practically outwork this? But now I am positioning myself to hear from you so that if I have to make some changes, I will. Being stretched is not always fun. It can be downright uncomfortable. But I'm on this journey to becoming more like him and being more like his disciple. And maybe you are going through something similar. God is calling you. He wants to position you. Do you need to follow where he is leading you? Do you need to call on his name? Do you need to move yourself out of a situation or a circumstance so that you can be where he is wanting you to be? What is your response going to be? Let me encourage you to make room for God where he is leading you. Pivot to the position he has for you. Look to his word and stand on his word. Declare his promises over yourself and your family. Position him daily and stay with him where he is leading and guiding you, because God is positioning you. And if I can just get everyone to stand in this place. I'm not sure if anyone remembers, but when I was in primary school, we used to play this game called Stuck in the Mud. So if you got caught, you had to stand like you were stuck in the mud. And then someone would run through your legs and they would unstick you, so then you could continue playing in the game. And I just felt the Holy Spirit say, there's some people here this morning that feel like they are stuck. It could be stuck in a situation. It could be stuck in a relationship. It could be stuck in a circumstance and you're thinking, God, how do I get myself out of this? I feel stuck. I just want to encourage you that God is here today to bring breakthrough, to bring freedom, and to bring healing. And if you are feeling stuck, I encourage you to take the Lord by your hand and let him lead you and position you so that you can walk in the freedom he has for you. And this morning, I know we've got an amazing pastoral team, and I want to encourage you that if you've been feeling like that, God, I'm feeling stuck. I've been trying to do things in my own effort. I've been trying to do things to work this out, and I'm just not sure what to do. I still feel stuck. Well, the Holy Spirit is here to bring transformation power into your situation. He is here to bring breakthrough into your situation. He is here to bring breakthrough into your relationships this morning, because he is a good God. And I just want to encourage you to take him by the hand and let him position you for a miracle and for a breakthrough this morning. And let him do what only he can do. Lord God, we just want to honor you and give you all the glory and honor, because you are such a good God. And right now we declare your miraculous healing, breakthrough, power, deliverance, Lord God, your freedom into people's hearts and lives that are feeling stuck in this place. And do what only you can do. And I want to encourage you before Pastor Lee comes up, I want to just take this opportunity to please come out the front and let us pray for you. Because I am believing that this morning people are going to be unstuck by the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost. Because he is here to minister and bring transformation power into people's hearts and lives. Amen.
If you're in this place and you don't know Jesus personally this morning, this is the ultimate repositioning that we're talking about this morning. He wants to reposition you from not knowing God, your Heavenly Father, to coming into a deep relationship with the one who loved you, the one who sent his son. He sent his son to the cross, to the grave, and then he raised him again on the third day so that you could be set free and repositioned as a son and daughter of the Most High God. That is your promise this morning. If you don't know him personally, you've been wrestling with trying to reposition yourself and get out of the mud. Only Jesus can set you free. So with our eyes closed this morning, if you're watching online, this is for you as well right now. If you don't know Jesus personally, we're going to pray a prayer. It's a prayer of coming to God and saying, I acknowledge that I'm in need of a Savior and I understand that I can't do it myself. That's why Jesus was sent, so that I could be set free. The church, can I encourage you to pray this prayer as well? If you don't know him personally, maybe you've never prayed it. Maybe you've been off doing your own thing and you're like, I need to get back into a place, get my heart right with God. Why don't we pray this prayer together? Dear God, I thank you that you sent Jesus, that he came to earth, he went to the cross, went to the grave, and you raised him on the third day for the eternal forgiveness of my sins. I believe it in my heart and I confess it with my mouth. Forgive me of my sin. I surrender to you. From this day on, I choose to follow you. Thank you, God, for repositioning me as a son or a daughter of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.